الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the third day after the commencement of the fasting in the month of Ramadan, being the third day of Ramadan 1444. And in brackets, the 25th day, I believe, of the month of March 2023 or 23. Now, yesterday we gave our introductions to the tafsir to start properly, and today, inshallah ta'ala, we are continuing with ayah 37 in chapter number 23. Fadl. You say 37. Is it 67? Okay, 67, chapter 23. Iqra.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مستكبرين به سامرا تهجرون أفلم يتدبروا القول أم جاءهم ما لم يأت آباءهم الأولين أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ جِنَّةٌ بَلْ جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ.
Now this chapter or this verse 67 should be read and translated in connection to the previous verses. That is, if you look at ayah 66 of this chapter 23, Allah says, "Ad kanat ayati tutla alaykum, fakuntum ala aqabikum." Thank you, soon. Then, mustakbirin. This is hal. Those that will be in the hellfire, Allah gives us the account concerning their arrogant behavioral pattern. He said, قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِسُونَ. My ayat, my warnings, my revelations used to be recited to you. Now you're in the hellfire crying, but my ayat were read to you, were rehearsed to your hearing. But فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِسُونَ. You used to withdraw. Okay? You used to refuse. You used to become stiff-necked or stiff-necked. Used to be hydro-headed, stone-headed, rebelling against what was given unto you. Mustakbirina, proving insolent and arrogant with my preachings. Samiran, talking in vanity in the night. Tahjurun, castigatively. Meaning, my verses were given unto you, used to just look as a jest. Talking in vanity concerning my ayat. Tahjurun, denying in castigation. Now Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُ الْقَوْلَ. Haven't they taken into consideration the word that came unto them? Haven't they looked with thinking, with deep understanding, because at-tadabbur is to look at something holistically with the intention of understanding it. That is at-tadabbur. That is why in chapter number 38, ayah 29, Allah says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. This ayah, this Quran was revealed unto you for people to think cogitatively concerning the verses sent in there, or revealed unto you there. Now, أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Or are they saying something that did not come to their parent of the earth did come to them? Meaning, are they denying the Quran because it is something entirely new to them? Is it their argument? Allah says what? أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. Or haven't they known their messenger? This messenger Muhammad lived amongst you for quite a long time. Now because he brings new message, you are denying him. Haven't you known him? You used to know him. You used to call him Muhammad al-Amin, the trustworthy, reliable. Now he brings something new to you, new. You are denying him? So Allah is asking, أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. مُنْكِرُونَ, denying him. Naam. Next ayah. You read it? أَمْ يَقُولُونَ بِهِ جِنَّ. Or are they saying he is demonically possessed? That the jinn took possession of him. Because jinn is a created entity that belongs to the world of unseen. You don't see jinn. Do you see the jinn? Do you? Because they are covered. So when somebody is attacked by the jinn, it's called majnun. It's from jinn to cover something. So are they saying the messenger, the jinn, have taken over him? Is that the argument? Well, no. جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. He has brought to them the truth. But وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُمْ. The bulk of them, their majority, concerning the truth, كَارِهُمْ, they are haters. They hate to hear the truth. So this is the actual reality of the occupant of the hellfire. Next ayah.
وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ.
نعم.
بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ فَهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. الْحَقُّ It's Allah. Allah هو الحق. Yeah. It's one of the names of Allah, Al-Haq. If you name your baby Abdul Haq, you are perfectly correct. Because Al-Haq, the truth, then Allah is the truth. In all its ramificational totality, Allah is Al-Haq. You call your son Abdul Haq, your daughter Amatul Haq, oh, you're correct. That is why the names of Allah that Akra should be maintained grudgingly, if you like it. But those names that have not been substantiated, like Ar-Rashid. Allah is not Ar-Rashid. Why do you call your son Abdul Rashid? Did Allah call himself Rashid? Nowhere. But Al-Haq, Allah is Allah. وَلَوِ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If Allah, Al-Haq, should obey, should listen, should accept their ahwa'ahum, their vanities. Because Al-Hawa is the whim and caprices. If Allah were to look at their whims and caprices, their vanities, then لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ. the heavens and the earth will have been destroyed. Yeah. Because man by nature is selfish. Man naturally is the hater of the truth. Because the truth is very bitter. So if Allah were to listen and accept their negative rantings, in other words, the heaven and earth will have been a total disarray and destroyed. That is why even the common laws and regulations we fail to obey. If we were to obey the simple law and order, I believe Nigeria would be a better place to live. But take a simple thing, simple traffic law, we don't obey. Hospital tells you don't horn. Somebody is horning his car. Simple law. Somebody will come to the masjid with his cellular phone ringing with ringing tongue, music, in the mosque of Allah. So if Allah were to accept, like I've told you, their vanities, their whims and caprices, the heaven and earth will have been in a disarray. Will have been in what? In a disarray. In a total commotion. Total destruction. Now, Allah says, وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ and those that occupy them. بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ Nay, we brought unto them their high position. Because a zikr here means it's a coveted position given to you. Zikr. Zikr in Quran comes in about 5 meanings. Zikr in Quran comes, but it means the Quran itself. For example, in chapter number 15, verse number 9, Allah says what? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Dhikr here means the Quran. Dhikr comes, but it means Salatul Jumu'ah. In chapter 62, read it, verse 9. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ That is to Jum'ah. Zikr comes, it means a high position. Like this place. Similarly, like in chapter 21, verse number 10. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ We reveal the book. In the book, there is your position. Because it is in your language of Arabic. Okay, so zikr comes like, zikr also comes, it means knowledge. Fas'alu ahla zikr, ask those who know. Many instances like that. So Allah says here, بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ فَهُمْ أَنْ ذِكْرِهِمْ مُؤْرِضُونَ Nay, we brought unto them their position, their coveted position. فَهُمْ أَنْ ذِكْرِهِمْ but for them, concerning their position, moridun, they are just retiring, turning their back against that very dhikr. Next ayah.
أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ خَرْجًا فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ
أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ خَرْجًا Or have you been asking them any taxation? Ya Rasulullah, are you asking them, hey, before I preach you, give me something? Kharja. No. Because you know, if you want trouble, ask somebody's money. Yeah. One poet says, Allahu yaghdabu in tarakta su'alahu wa bunayyu adama hina yus'alu yaghdabu. Allah becomes angry with you if you don't ask Him. But on the contrary, human beings, He is angry when you ask Him. Look at the contrast. So now Allah says, have you been asking them kharjan, something monetary? Give me some taxes? If that is the case, then فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ The taxes of your Lord is by far much better. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّزْقِينَ. Allah is the base of enriches. Who enriches you? For me to drink water is Allah's provision. Yeah? The food you eat is Allah's rizq. Okay? The faculty of taking your oxygen and giving a carbon respiratory system is rizq. The ability to walk from here to outside the hospital here is rizq. The power of hearing, the power of seeing, the power of testing, the power of cogitation. So Allah is the base provider, is the base enricher. Okay? So ask Allah, the super enricher, if you like it. Allah is khairul razaqin. Wa innaka latad'uhum. Naam.
Wa innaka latad'uhum ila siratin mustaqim.
Wa innaka, certainly, arguably, definitely, ya Rasulullah, wa innaka. That calf explains to you, he is the addressee. The Prophet is addressee, he's being addressed. Wa innaka. That calf is a pronoun explaining the person to whom the talk is given. Inna huna implies emphasis. Inna litawkidi wa nasab. So wa innaka latadu'uhum, certainly you have been inviting people. Ila siratim mustaqim, to the right path. That sirat al-mustaqim is the same thing you've been asking Allah 17 times a day at least. During the prayer, you know where I get my calculation? 17 times a day. Where did I get it? Subuh prayer, how many units? Two. There is Ibn Sirat al-Mustaqim there. Zuhr prayer, how many units? Four. Two, four. Six. In all of the units, rakat, there is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Correct? You go to Asr, how many units? You have six previously plus four. 10. Still, you keep on rehearsing, repeating Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. You come to Maghrib, how many units? 10, 3, 13. Still, you repeat Sirat al-Mustaqim. Finally, Isha, how many units? 4. 13, 4, 17. So they are saying at least 17 times a day you request Allah to guide you to Sirat al-Mustaqim. I am saying at least. I have not mentioned supererogative prayers, the nawafil, the optional. Now we've just conducted the Tarawih prayer. How many rakat we conducted? 8. So you add. So at least, I'm talking about compulsory prayers. So Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, definitely you do call them to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ نَعَمْ
وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ
وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Certainly, those who don't believe in the hereafter, you see, those who do not believe بِالْآخِرَةِ in the hereafter. Look, the next soul is called Akhira in Hausa Lahira. Why is it so called? Why do you call dunya dunya? They said dunya lidunuwiha ila al-fana. Because it's very quick to come to an end when you compare to the next soul. But Akhira is called Akhira because it's going to be everlastingly permanent. Endlessly permanent. But is this life endless? Is it endless? It's going to come to an end one day. You look at your age pattern, it tells you you're going to come to an end. Yeah. So they call dunya al-faniya, bound to come to an extinct, bound to come to an end. And akhirah is called al-baqiya. You have two houses. Thaniya, the ending one. Here. Baqiya, the remaining one permanently. So, which of the two are you struggling for? Whatever you have here will come to an end. The maximum time you can enjoy life before you reach the age of 40. By 40, you have been drawn back. وَمَنْ نُعَ مِنْ رَكِسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ in Surah Yasin, verse number 67 or 68. But Akhirah is going to be a permanent enjoyment. No difficulty. No aging. Okay? No blackout you have here. No mosquito. No going to the hospital to see gynecologists during childbearing, going to antenatal care, prenatal. Come on. These things have been left here. So if that is the case, and it is the case, be prepared for the next life. All you have in the world, just are the glitters of this life. Positions, power, money, you're going to leave them all here. So Allah tells all of us, Allah's messenger invites people to the right way. But وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُبْلَغُ those who don't believe in the hereafter, عَنِ السِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ from that right way, نَاكِبُونَ they are rejectors. They are withdrawn. Because a nakib is somebody meandering, tilting away from the right way. You see, هذا منحرف هذا ناكب. He is being away from the right way. Get it? So do not be like those people who are nakibun, who are going away, rebelling against the right way. Next ayah.
وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ ضُرٍّ لَلَجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ had we shown mercy unto them, because law suggests a condition without answer. In Arabic they say law harfu limtina lilimtina. Law, if you have, or had we, for example, had you come to my house, you will have met me. That means you didn't come. Correct? Had you read your papers well, you will have passed the examination. That means you didn't pass. That is law. That's the function of here. Had you eaten, you will have been satisfied with the food. So Allah says, وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ had we shown mercy unto them. Allah is talking about the kafirun in a difficult situation. If we had shown mercy unto them, وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ ذُرٍ and take away what they find themselves in terms of dhur, difficulty, diseases. Okay. لَلَجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ they will have deepened their transgression. Okay. يَعْمَهُونَ in a disarray. So to tell you, Allah knows their negative attitude. If we were to just take away the difficulties, correct, they will go back to the status quo ante in disobeying Allah, in being intransigent, in being arrogant, in being wayward, in being morally bankrupt people. Next ayah.
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ we have seized them. Seized. S-E-I-Z-E-D. Z, American English. S, British. The masters. Right. We had seized them. We have captured them. Bil adhabi, with a horrific chastisement or punishment. But famastakanu, they didn't show reluctance. I mean, they didn't show any remorse or humility. Wamaytadharraun, they didn't show any remorse to their Lord. Because istikana is to show weakness to the might of Allah the Almighty. You have to be that. At-tadarru, to be remorseful. They didn't show any of this. Now you see, if somebody is in a difficulty, it is expected for him at least to go back to Allah the Almighty, repent and mend his ways. But the more they were attacked with diseases, the more they became intransigent, arrogant and rebellious. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Naam.
Hatta idha fatahna alayhim baban da adabin shadidin idha hum fihi mublisun.
Hatta idha fatahna alayhim baban da adabin shadidin idha hum fihi what? Mublisun. That is verse number 77 in this chapter number 23. حتى إذا فتحنا عليهم بابا ذا عذاب. Along the way, until we open the floodgate of our punishment, very very severe punishment, painful one. إذا هم there, they become mobless and hopeless from our mercy. نعم.
وهو الذي أنشأ لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون.
وهو الذي, it is he, هو. The scholars of Arabic language call هو ضمير منفصل, decisive pronoun. هو, أنت, here, أنتم, أنتُنَّ, أنتُمَا. These are referred to, grammatically speaking, as decisive or categorical pronouns. ضمائر منفصلة. So Allah says, وَهُوَ, it is He, Allah. Allah, الَّذِي, the one. أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. It is Allah who ansha'a, created. That is ansha'a. Now some people are making a big mistake, a catastrophic mistake. When they want to write insha'Allah, they write insha' together. That can cause you Allah's anger. Don't write insha'Allah together. I will have shown you for illustration, if there is a board here. But it is very clear. Write in separately. Sha separately. If you join them, insha'Allah, you are saying creating Allah. That's the meaning there. Because of ignorance. Because insha'a is to create. So you want to say insha'Allah, you write insha together. Insha together. Insha. That is mistake, brother. Write in separately. Sha, because inshallah, in, if Allah wishes. So why do you join them together? It's a mistake. Correct it. It is Allah that ansha from insha. It is Allah that evolved for you, who created for you, places in you as sam'a, the power of hearing. The ability to hear is God given. No any medical doctor gives that very power. That is why each and every child is born with his own ears and the power of hearing. Hearing is not on this organ. This is just an organ that helps in circulating the power of hearing. But hearing is an institution of his own self. Otherwise, somebody with ears but is deaf. What is the function of this organ? So the ability to hear is given to you by Allah. Now you abuse this bounty by listening to bad things. Erotic music. Lying with your ear. You don't have time to listen to the Quran. When Allah is the one that gives the power of hearing, not only that, also the power of seeing, because as-sam'a, hearing, al-absara, the power of seeing. These two balls you have in their socket are only organs that transmit for you the power of hearing. Your iris, your black pygmy, whatever you call it. If Allah wishes, He takes away the eye. You see somebody, the eyes, but he cannot see. Allahu Akbar. It happens. The eyes, the both eyes, but he cannot see. Come on. So who gives you the power of seeing? Allah. And you use this Allah's bounty looking at something forbidden? Ya Allah, how ungrateful man is. Use your eye and look at bad film, negative films. Allahu Akbar. Use your eye peeping into people's house. Use your eye looking at how ill-gotten money is being shared with your eye. Using your eye on how somebody takes gun and kills people. Use the eye. Use your eye in going to steal. They are going to talk against you one day on Qiyam. The eye will say, Ya Rab, you gave him the eye, for him to utilize this gift in achieving and actualizing your endorsement, but he misused it. Now I am testifying against him in Al-Qiyamah day. Who is going to be your advocate, your lawyer? Bring your son, senior advocate of Nigeria or whatever. Nobody. The hearing will say something. So Allah is saying, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْوَتْ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Three things. Al-Afida is the power of thinking. Power of thinking. The power of cogitation. You cogitate, you ponder, you think, courtesy of the power of what? Thinking. Al-Afida. Three things. Allah says in a different place, chapter number 16, verse number 67. He says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا فَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَمْعًا وَصَوْتًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah brought you out of the wombs of their mothers knowing nothing. And He places in you the power of hearing, the power of seeing, the power of cogitating or thinking. Perchance you will thank Allah the Almighty. So that's ayah 67 in Surah An-Nahl chapter 16. Corroborate the ayah we have here. How your Quran? Which ayah is this? Right? In which surah here? Surah 23. That is why Al-Quran yufassiru ba'dahu ba'da. Quran, one part support the other in making the message clearly clear, crystal clear. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Little you do thank Allah the Almighty. Next ayah.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي, it is Allah, He is the one that ذَرَأَكُمْ, created you. Allahu Akbar. فِي الْأَرْضِ. Because dara'a, another word for creation. It is Allah that created you, if you like, that germinates you from the earth. Do you have any similar ayah that backs this ayah? Navigate your Quran, navigate it. Give me ayah. Do you have caught any ayah that corroborates this ayah? Here in verse number 79, Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. It is Allah who created you from the earth, and to him shall be your return one day. Give me an ayah similar to this in Quran. Naam? Yeah, this is chapter number 22, Surah Al-Hajj. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطُفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُرْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج. That is Surah Al-Hajj. But the area you are making reference to is, Allah says, if you doubt the coming of Qiyamah, then Allah created you from the dust. Another one is verse number 55 in chapter 20. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan. Another one in chapter 7, fiha tahyun wa fiha tamutun wa minha tukhrajun. La ilaha illallah. Your origin is from the dust. He says khuliqtu min at-turabi fasirtu shakhsan تعلمت الفصاحة في الخطاب وعدت إلى التراب فسرت فيه كأني ما خلقت من التراب. That is, I was created from the dust, from the clay, if you like it that way, until I became a human being, learning how to speak. Soon I was taken back to my mother, the earth, as if I was never created from it. Such is the life. So it is Allah that created you from the earth or from the dust, from the clay. Okay, semantics aside, the message is one. وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. It is to Allah that your return shall one day be. And we have been seeing this return on a daily basis, because we see somebody dead. He is covered with wet clothes in a hospital, his nostril blocked with what? With cotton. Allahu Akbar. And the doctor pronounces him clinically dead. Ah. And the leg are tied. Ya Allah. He is beginning to go back to his origin. The family comes to the dead body, some crying, some wailing. Can you revive the life back onto him? Can you? You can never. You can cry until you die. Don't cry. Just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. That is where you will get reward. But wailing, crying adds nothing. It only adds, they say, salt to the injury. Okay? So Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي. Did you read it?
No.
Oh, retake it.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي. He is Allah that Yuhui, that keeps on giving life. That is Yuhui. It is Allah that keeps on giving you life. That is Yuhui. As we live now, we are talking, eating, chatting, reading, because there is life in us. So it is Allah that gives life. It is Allah that gives. So Allah is called Al-Muhi. the life giver. When you meet, he is the one that takes away the life. Look at it. He gives life. You meet who? He takes away the life. All of us have our own terminal end. Expiry date. What I have been saying, D-O-B and D-O-D. I have been saying this. That life is between D-O-B, the date of birth, D-O-D, the date of death. And you are going to come across G-D-D, going down date. Or D-D-D, dropping down date. Such is life. It is undeniable. So Allah is the giver of life, Yuhi. What you meet is the taker. He takes the life away. وَالْخُخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ The variation of the night and the day belongs to Allah. He variates. Now we are in darkness. In some part of the world they are in the broad daylight. I believe so. In America, they are 5 hours behind us. You go to Malaysia, to Singapore, about 8 hours. You go to Mecca, 2 hours ahead of us. La ilaha illa. God is great. Allah is great. So this variation, who did it? Psychologist? Medical doctor? Geographer? Who is that guy? Man huwa? Zalika al-miskin. Walahu. It is to Allah that belongs. So come back to Him. So Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ وَالْخُخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ Then Allah says, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Can't you reason? Can't you reason to know, oh, Allah is there? Allahu Akbar. Or do you think this life is automatic? It's not automatic. Life is controlled by the master controller. That is Allah the Almighty. Next ayah.
بَلْ قَالُوا مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ الْأَوَّلُونَ
What did they say?
قَالُوا أَإِذَا مِثْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ
بَلْ قَالُوا مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ الْأَوَّلُونَ بَلْ نَي قَالُوا The unbelievers have been seen مِثْلَ Exactly similar to مَا قَالَ الْأَوَّلُونَ What their predecessors used to be saying, they are repeating it. Their parent of the old used to deny. They are repeating the same thing. Look at the Quran. بَلْ قَالُوا مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ الْأَوَلُ What did they say? قَالُوا They said, their parent. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِذَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ Is it true that after our demise, after we have died, that is mitna, وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا and become dust. Because when you die, subhanallah, the body is consumed. That's all. By the earthly worms. Bit by bit. Allah says, قَدْ أَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَإِنْدَنَا كِتَابُنَا We know what the earth eats away from the dead bodies. Bit by bit. Slowly but surely. Allahu Akbar. If you were to be shown the dead body of 50 years, you can't recognize. 50 is too long. Just 5 years has decomposed, has fragmented. Oh, man is miskin. Yet he is so arrogant. He says, I am this. I, who are you? Allahu Akbar. So, their forefathers used to be saying, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا Is it true? After we have died, وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا Becoming dust, وَإِذَامًا Unbroken, dismembered bones. أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ Are we going to be brought back again? Who is saying this? So they are denying the reality of Qiyamah. Yeah. If anybody denies Qiyamah, he's going to be kafir. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقُّ وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Allah is going to revive back those in the grave. If I were to ask you, who can tell me for how many years has the earth been swallowing people? Can you tell me? I think there is one mathematician here. Who is that? Yau shekara nawa kenan kasa take hadigawa? What do you give me? Tell me, I'll give a book. You can't, you don't know. If anybody tell me, you're just a liar. Simple. Lift in the hand of Allah the Almighty, that's all. Ilmuha inda rabbi fi kitabin al-dubalayasa. That is Allah the Majestic. Allah the Capable. Allah the Owner of everything. Allah the Omnipotent, the Omniscient. Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Okay? We want to go and get the last ayah. لقد وعدنا
نحن وآباؤنا هذا من قبل إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين.
Their forefathers used to say, لقد وعدنا نحن وآباؤنا هذا. We used to be promised وعدنا. But the prophets have been telling us that we are going to be taken back to life. Wa'idna, this has been said repeatedly. We didn't see it becoming a reality. So just because the longevity given to you, it makes you to deny Allah's power. Huh? They used to be saying this. Laqad wa'idna, that is their own reason. We used to be threatened. We used to be promised this. Nahanu, we and our forefathers. What is the conclusion? In hadha illa asatir al-awwal. This is a story, fairy tale of the people of the old. In other words, they are denying the reality of al-qiyamah. But as for the believer, you know qiyamah is coming. Inna sa'ata atiyatu la rayba fiha. Oh, definitely. This is a core belief of a truly believing believer. But the kafirun denies this reality. May Allah take our lives as true believers.
Amen.
This marks the end of today's session of tafsir. We're going to meet tomorrow by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleena. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.